Jimenez at second. A base hit possibly could bring another run home. Rafter's hoping just to get out of this inning. Whitcamp turns the 1-2 and just drifts off the right edge in for a ball. And a curveball at 80, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Mitchell Whitcamp out of Bel Air, Maryland, for the Division III powerhouse of Salisbury. The 2-2 to Van S, and a swing and a high fly ball into left center. Johnson to come under it to make the grab, but the Wausau Woodchucks, they get a run. We head to the bottom of the first. They lead 1-0 here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the first we go as Wisconsin Rapids trail 1-0. And it was a stolen base from Michael McGinnis to third, and then an error that was scheduled on Duffy. I thought it was Carlson, but then it went behind Carlson's glove, and then McGinnis just raced home. So the reason why McGinnis got on base was he was walked. But that's where we stand. So Ty Johnson will lead off for the Rafters. Certainly has been playing very well. He's a guy that went 3-for-4 last game, yes. Batting a 272, had a home run, a solo home run into right. He'll face Chandler Freeman. So Chandler Freeman, a 1-0 record, picked up the win against Rockford on July the 20th. 13 innings of work, has allowed 10 hits, 13 runs, but 13 strikeouts for the right-hander. And this is an also interesting one. He's going to Baylor next season as well, so two future Baylor products. Freeman on his future teammate here, and throws out for a ball. It's pretty interesting. The last pitcher went to McLennan Community, and now Chandler Freeman going to Baylor. You know, the redshirt junior out of Colleyville, Texas, and the 1-0 outside on Johnson, 2-0. So Johnson, and it's a Baylor next season. Freeman at Baylor. He'll look in here. The 2-0 to Johnson. Outside again at a ball. 3-0. Can't seem to work it in. Freeman's walked 9 batters this season. On deck is Aiden Brewer. After that is Bobo. The 3-0 way outside for ball 4. Richter had to come in. Catch that, but nonetheless, Johnson will take first. He leads off with a walk. So 4 straight balls. Aiden Brewer now is due up. Brewer 0-for-4 last game with a strikeout. Johnson at first. Chandler Freeman struggling on his first at bat, first batter. He'll look over there where Johnson leads off. 15 stolen bases for him. Sets and serves. And there's the first strike of the outing for Freeman. And it comes in across the plate on a fastball, 0-1. So 0-1 count. Johnson at first. Freeman looks over there now. On the first base side of the rubber. Yo wanted a curveball, low of the zone, and a ball 1-1. So Wausau with an early 1-0 lead, but Wisconsin Rapids, they're all right. They have Johnson on first, ball and a strike for Freeman. He'll set in low, and the 1-1 just peppers the zone on the right side, 1-2. Another fastball from Freeman. A ball, two strikes. Freeman nearing his eighth pitch. He'll look now, kick in the 1-2, and a swing and a ball just barely missed off the top side of the bat. Johnson was on his way to second. He'll have to retreat back to first. Johnson got it in a perfect amount of time. He read that pitch perfectly. Timed it correctly. 1 error so far for the Rafters. Freeman looking to send down Brewer. He'll look in, kick the 1-2, and fouled back behind home plate and popped up away. Bobo on deck. Tying Johnson at first. Freeman looks down there now. And checks off there now. Away from Jimenez. Just barely came out and grabbed it. That ball goes behind him. Surely Johnson will take second. Ball two strikes. Johnson was picked off in the first game from Cone. On the third base side, on the first base side of the slab is Freeman. He looks down, kicks the 1-2, and a swing and a slice ball that gets down before Van Ness in right field, and Aiden Brewer with a hit. Runners on first and second. Brewer's first hit of the day. And this brings up Brendan Bobo. Bobo now is due up. And what's pretty interesting on Bobo, as we thank our radio, who had my job last year, Brett Loftus, said Bobo, yes, he has 30 home runs in 101 career games. That's 48 homers and 162 game pace. He has had a homer in every 12.7 at-bats career-wise in the Northwoods League. That is astonishing from Bobo, as he'll see a strike, 0-1. Johnson at second. At first is Brewer. A base hit over the head of the second baseman, Blanchard. So possibly a good start here for Wisconsin Rapids. A trail 1-0, but no outs. Runners on first and second. Freeman looks on Bobo and swings and hits a high fly ball. Coming after this is Mitchell to cut it off and makes the grab. So Bobo, a decent shot there, but Mitchell was on top of that. So now one out. Orlando Lordoy, he'll step in. So Lordoy last game, 0-for-4, struck out twice, including a big strikeout for Garrett Lott. There are two outs, bases loaded. So Lordoy here with one down. Brewer with a base hit at first. Johnson was walked. He gets to second. Chandler Freeman sets on Lordoy and throws a little bit low at a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count here on Lordoy. out of Benedictine University at Mesa. Product native of Panama City. And the 1-0 to Lordoy in a swing and a sharply hit ground ball over to Blanchard at second. The throw to second to Funkhauser. The throw back to first. And there's a double play. This time it is a 4-6-3 double play. Wausau gets out of the inning as we head to the top of the second. Woodchucks lead 1-0.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
To the top of the second inning we go. Wausau in an early 1-0 lead off of McGinnis getting home from an error from Duffy that went through the glove of Carlson at third. Raptors had runners on first and second, but Lordoy grounded out into a double play. So this brings up Carson Richter, who hasn't had a hit this season, out of Edgewood from Lodi, Wisconsin. Woodcamp will go to work on a swing and a weak ground ball. Charging it at third is Carlson, and has all the time in the world to throw to first. But Richter looks like he was injured there. He's hobbling away and now pleading to the head umpire, saying, hey, look, that might have been a foul. But nonetheless, that's an easy first down, possibly the easiest all day for Carlson at third. So Ryan Blanchard, out of Feather River College from Eagle, Wisconsin. And batting 102 RBIs, two hits, and six runs. As Whitcamp sets in a first pitch strike, had a fastball, peppers the zone at 88, and 0-1. So one gone. Coming set is Whitcamp. He'll turn, kick high, the 0-1 to Blanchard. Out and away, and a ball 1-1. Sort of fastball that can't work on the upstairs part of the zone. Rafters have a hit, and Wausau has none. But a costly error here early in Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1 from Whitcamp. Just can't find the strike zone there at a ball 2-1. So two balls a strike with one out. Two walks thrown from Whitcamp on McGinnis and Jimenez. And the 2-1 home and a swing and a miss. Blanchard sees his second strike. He jabbed at that ball on the right edge, 2-2. Whitcamp looking for his first strikeout. He's given up a run and two walks. And the 2-2 to Blanchard, way high and hits the shoulder of Blanchard. So he'll take first. That's the first time we've seen somebody hit by a pitch today. And this brings up Evan Funkhauser. So the shortstop has been busy at the sixth position on the defensive side. Offensively, he went 0-for-2 in the first game, but was one of three Woodchucks to cross home plate. So one gone. Funkhauser here batting eighth in the order. And at first is Blanchard, was looking on his way to second, but treats back to first as Funkhauser will see a ball 1-0. So a native of Edwardsville, Illinois. Out of Lindenwood, and a guy with two runs, though. The 1-0, and a swing, and a liner into left field that gets down before Gallison is there to cut it off. And a base hit. The first of Funkhauser's season. Yes, season, and he finally breaks the curse. So he'll take first. At second is Blanchard, and this brings up Dwight Allen, who went 1-for-4, also crossed home plate in game one. And that two-out RBI single. So one out here. Runners on first and second. Dwight Allen here in the nine hole. Whitcamp will look down. He'll look over at second. He'll come set. Kick in the first offering now and swings in low at a ball. 1-0, though. One gone. Dwight Allen led off in the first game, but now has been adjusted to the nine hole. Funkhauser at first with a base hit. Blanchard was hit by a pitch. He stands in scoring position at second. And the 1-0 to curveball again brushes off the right edge in for a ball. 2-0. Whitcamp really struggling to throw strikes. No action yet in the bullpen for the Rafters. Burrell looking towards Carlson, hinting that Blanchard looks like he might steal here. And the 2-0 and a swing and a bouncer over towards Brewer, who's charging it at short. Looks to throw to second to Johnson. And he gets Funkhauser, but Allen will take first. So now runners at the corners and two outs. Allen gets on base on a fielder's choice, and Michael Adair popped out to third his first time up. Blanchard at third. The second run 90 feet away for the Woodchucks. Woodcamp will set in and look over at Allen. Allen takes off now to second, and the throw as Duffy was going to look to throw to Brewer, but doesn't. Allen easily walks to second. Duffy might have just saved a run because he throws to second, and then taking off would have been Blanchard. So a smart play there from Duffy. But nonetheless, the count runs at 1-0. And Whitcamp just can't work in his fastball well. Just on the inside and in for a ball, 2-0. Duffy clapping at Whitcamp saying, hey, look, let's go here. Mitchell Whitcamp, two walks, and throws it low at a ball, 3-0. Has not recorded a strikeout yet on 34 pitches. Right here, he throws one ball, and this puts the bases loaded. Yes, there's two outs, but Rafters can't get too comfortable. Already down 1-0, and the 3-0 to Adair. Low for ball four. That's a third batter Whitcamp has walked. And Adair will take first. You have Allen at second and Blanchard at third. So bases juiced here top of the second. Christian Mitchell is due up. Mitchell 3-for-3 with an RBI in the first game. Two gone. And sets and serves as Whitcamp gets ahead in the count 0-1. So Christian Mitchell was a second baseman in the first game, but has been moved to left field. A dynamic guy. A Central Michigan Chippewa. The 0-1 and a swing and a high fly ball into center. Johnson backtracks it at the warning track and makes an easy catch for the third out. Bases were loaded for Wausau. They can't get any runners home. We head to the bottom of the second. Rafters still trail 1-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 82. Cloudy tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 59. Low 80s Monday and Tuesday with a chance for scattered showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The knee doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. Blood.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Now batting Anthony. Bottom of the second inning, Anthony Gallison will lead off for the Raptors. A 1-0 lead for the Woodchucks. They got a run in the top of the first. McGinnis stole third and then got home on an error from Duffy at a first pitch strike now from Freeman, 0-1. So there were runners on first and second in the bottom of the first, but Lordoy grounded out into a double play, a 4-6-3 double play. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 in a swing and a high fly ball slicing into right field. Van Ness is under it and leaps out to make an easy catch. Showing for one down. So James Bornick, the DH, out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Bases loaded, though, in the top half of this inning with two outs. It was a fly out to center for Mitchell, but Rafter's fortunate not to give up any more runs. A team that's still looking to split this series and win the second game on a back end of a doubleheader. One out. Freeman looks, kicks, fires to Bornick, and outside, low to an ankle-high ball, 1-0. One down. On deck is Carlson. And the 1-0, and a swing and a ball popped up well high into center as in the infield, Freeman comes under and makes an easy grab. So Freeman, an easy out there for the second out. And Kyle Carlson now, it's his turn. Went over three last game, struck out twice. And Piedmont College products out of Marietta, Georgia, 11 RBIs for him, 16 hits, 7 runs on the season. And a guy that was with Wisconsin Rapids in the first stint earlier this season. And then he came back towards the later part of the second half. So two down. Freeman looks. The one out of Carlson. And just a little bit late on that. Fouled away. A ball and a strike for the third baseman Carlson. Had a big RBI yesterday in the ninth. To bring in Bobo, and the 1-1, and Carlson again fouled away. 1-2. Ball, two strikes with two down. Each team with a hit. Setting in is Freeman. He'll kick high, and the 1-2 curveball outside sweeps low in the dirt, and a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Freeman still looking for his first strike out of the day in the 2-2 to Carlson. Again low, in for a ball. Joseph Moroic is up on deck. The count runs full. Chandler Freeman nearing his 24th pitch of the evening, and the payoff to Carlson, and a swing and a miss inside. He's frustrated about that, but Chandler Freeman records his first strikeout. We head to the top of the third. Wausau still lead 1-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the third inning, a 1-0 lead for the Woodchucks. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR on this beautiful Saturday night, and a swing and a hard hit ground ball that goes past Carlson on the left field line. Wow, Michael McGinnis starts it off with a base hit. He gets to first. Fortunate that he didn't get to second. Kind of a weak ground ball. Carlson dove after it, and on the third base line, went behind him. Just tipped off the top part of the glove, so it didn't go too far. But nonetheless, Wausau up to two hits now. Andrew Jimenez walked his first time up at the plate. And a swing and a miss up top. 0-1. Mitchell Whitcamp through two innings. Still yet without a strikeout. No balls, a strike. Jimenez looks in as a checkoff over at first. McGinnis with a base hit. No balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. Setting in, kicking high, and serving is Whitcamp. As McGinnis thought about going two for there, but he didn't go. A ball and a strike. 1-1. Two hits for Wausau. They lead off with a single. And the 1-1 up and away. And again, at a ball 2-1. Whitcamp really struggling to find the strike zone. Two balls, a strike. At first stands McGinnis. Looking there now is Whitcamp. On the first base side of the rubber, the 2-1, and a swing and a high fly ball slicing into right field. Running after this is Lordoy, and just a little bit late as this goes into the bullpen of the Woodchucks. Mind you, this is a 7-inning game, so the Rafters, their room for error has lessened. Two balls, two strikes. The count runs at two apiece. Jimenez here, we'll see the 2-2, and it sets in home, and a swing, and a liner into right field, drops before Lordoy can get to it on a one-hop bounce, And just like that, back-to-back hits for the Woodchucks. They're in business once more. So, Jimenez at first, McGinnis at second. Trent Vaness flew out to center. Wausau right now, already taking game one. And they're already up 1-0. And they're threatening top of the third. Last game in the top of the third, they got two runs. Vaness out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. And it comes in this time at a strike. Got a curveball off the right edge, 0-1. So McGinnis and Jimenez both walked their first times up and then both got a base hit their second time up. Runners on first and second, no outs. Woodcamp looks at second. He'll kick the 0-1 and a bunt on the first baseline. Bobo picks it up and looks over at third and then underhands it over to Momoroic at first. So going out is Vaness, but nonetheless, that advances the runners to second and third. Carson Richter still without a hit in this game and a hit all season, to say the least, from Lodi, Wisconsin. Grounded out to third, his first time up. Richter looking for hit number one, and there's a curveball, a little bit low, just dips in, 1-0. Jimenez at second, McGinnis at third. McGinnis the only run today. He stands 90 feet away for the second run. And the 1-0 to Richter, way outside. On deck is Ryan Blanchard. Two balls, no strikes, one out. 2-0 is the count. One gone. And Woodcamp kicks, turns, and serves. And again, in a four ball, 3-0. So a three ball count right now. Woodcamp struggling here, still yet without a strikeout, on the verge of walking his fourth batter. And the 3-0 to Richter, down the plate for a strike, 3-1. A fastball inside of the strike zone at 87, 3-1. Wausau looking to double this lead. Wisconsin Rapids hoping to put a halt on it. And the 3-1 way outside. Duffy has to make that catch because if not, it was going to be a wild pitch. And Duffy just barely catches it low, but nonetheless, ball four. So Woodcamp getting a talking to now from Brian Dyer. Bases loaded. Richter at first, Jimenez at second, and McGinnis at third. Pitching coach Brian Dyer slash third base coach. Bases loaded. Ryan Blanchard was hit by a pitch his first time up. So double play obviously in play here. They're going to need to hopefully get out of this inning. Well, Woodcamp's going to have to set in four walks. He's given up a run and three hits on 50 pitches. Nobody warming up in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids right now. You wonder if Woodcamp continues to pitch like this. Just hasn't been at his best. Well, the Rafters eventually call to the bullpen. Woodcamp here on Blanchard. Two hits. Six runs. And a swing and a ground ball just away on the third base line. Near the bullpen, it fouls away. But I'll tell you, no balls at a strike. Rafters have to look to keep this a one-run ball game. Wausau knocking on the door once more. The 0-1 to Blanchard, up and outside at a curveball, 1-1. Brian Dyer down there, cheering on his team and motivating Woodcamp, because right now he's struggling. He'll look, and the 1-1 delivery in a swing and a bouncer that goes over towards Carlson, steps on third, but a runner gets home in McGinnis. So Wausau doubles their lead. They're up 2-0. A ground out RBI from Blanchard. Jimenez gets out at third. You have Richter at second. And this brings up Evan Funkhauser, had a base hit. And the only hit he's gotten this season. So he's one for one. Loss on front, 2-0. Woodcamp looks, sets, throws high at a ball. 1-0. A 1-0 count. Blanchard on first, and at second is Richter. And there's the ball again, 2-0. Fastball at 87. Wassa, another run. They've had at least a run in two of the first three innings this game. Woodcamp looks at second, kick side, the 2-0 to Funkhauser. And there's a strike, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, with two outs, three hits for Wausau. Two runs because of it. Only seven innings here in game two. And the 2-1, a swing and a slice ball into right field. Lordoy is under it and reaches out to his right to make an easy grab. But Wausau, they get another run. They lead 2-0. We head to the bottom of the third on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the third inning, and Wausau right now in front 2-0. Wisconsin Rapids only one hit, and it came at the hands of Aiden Brewer. So Joseph Moroic, a 250 batter with a hit on four at-bats. Out of Lake County College from Spring Grove, Illinois. So Joseph Moroic, a new face in the team for the Rafters. Chandler Freeman, 24 pitches, sets high and delivers a strike. And he's thrown a walk, but has also earned a strikeout. No balls, a strike, 0-1 count. Looking in is Freeman. And the 0-1 delivery and a swing and a miss, 0-2. So Wisconsin Rapids haven't even finished the first time through their order. Wausau's almost done with the second time through. So it just shows you Wausau's had a lot more at-bats than the Rafters here early. And the 0-2 to Moroic. Freeman, a curveball. Brushes the left edge, in for strike three. Going down is Moroic on three straight strikes. And this brings up Alex Duffy, the catcher, out of Elon. And Bernardsville, New Jersey native. 10 RBIs for him, 11 hits. So Duffy, the only catcher not to make an appearance today because he had Levi Jensen start in game one. David Smigalski came in later on in that game. And now Duffy, we'll see it, a ball a little bit on the ankle, just away, 1-0. Duffy, the third catcher from the bench. On deck is Ty Johnson. Freeman looks in, turns the 1-0 to Duffy in a swing and a miss, 1-1. So ball and a strike. One and one is the count. One gone. Freeman will come set. He'll kick, turn, and a miss inside for Duffy. Third base umpire said he did fully come across. One and two. Duffy, his first appearance at the plate. Chandler Freeman already with two strikeouts, looking to make it strikeout number three. Does Duffy have something to say about it? And the 1-2 serve way outside as Richter unable to field that throw. And it comes in for a ball, 2-2. One gone, two balls, two strikes. One hit so far for the Rafters. Aiden Brewer, a line drive into right. Freeman kicks, turns, a 2-2 to Duffy. And through the glove of Richter again for a ball. And count runs full. Chandler Freeman's only walked one batter. And it came at the start of the game in the first on Ty Johnson. Freeman takes a deep breath. Kicks, turns, the payoff. And down low for ball four. So Alex Duffy sees three straight balls. He'll take first. Ty Johnson drew a walk. A future Baylor star, Ty Johnson, against a current Baylor redshirt junior, Chandler Freeman. Both natives of Texas and will both be in Waco next season. Duffy at first. Ty Johnson here with one down. Freeman looks at first now. He'll kick the first offering to Johnson. And a lot of his pitches have come low and certainly does that there. A 1-0. Brewer on deck. 1 gone. Duffy at first. Freeman, the 1-0 to Johnson, and just peppers inside on the left edge. So there is some action in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. And a ball and a strike with one out. Can't quite tell who that is down there. It looks to be, by the looks of it, that might be Christian Casillas. I think it is. And ball and a strike. Freeman looks at first where Duffy stands. And the third delivery to Johnson. A swing and a miss. 1-2. On deck is Aiden Brewer, who's had the only hit for Wisconsin Rapids today. Would be big here if Johnson can find a way to get on base. And one down. A ball, two strikes. The 1-2 from Freeman, and a swing and a liner right into the glove of a diving Blanchard onto his left. Ryan Blanchard, what a play there. That goes past him. Sure enough, it's a base hit. So a little bit unlucky for Ty Johnson, but Aiden Brewer with a base hit. He's one for one. And he went to see Greensboro, the native of Dexter, Michigan. Duffy clapping towards Brewer, saying, hey, we need a hit here because Bobo is on deck. Two down. Chandler Freeman with two strikeouts, two walks, has given up a hit. And works and throws. A wild first pitch goes away, 1-0. Hayden Brewer went 0-for-4, was the final out of game number one where he struck out swinging. But a good start here in game two for him. One away, bottom of the third. The 1-0 and a swing and a line drive towards Mitchell, who comes to make the grab. He bent low to make the catch. Wow. Claims of it hit the ground around. Fans not too happy, but Mitchell just does enough to get the third out. We head to the top of the fourth. Rafters, no runs as they trail 2-0. We'll step aside on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning and a new pitcher in store for Wisconsin Rapids. Christian Casillas makes his debut today. Well, his first appearance out of the bullpen today. His fifth game appeared, and he's at four innings of work, six hits, seven runs, and a strikeout. So he's played against Traverse City, Green Bay, Madison, and also Green Bay again. So for him, you know, he hasn't faced Wausau yet. He's only had one strikeout this season. So out of Downey, California, and the sophomore. So Whitcamp did not do as good as he normally does. He went three innings, 57 pitches, allowed three hits, two runs, and four walks with no strikeouts. So leading off the center fielder, Dwight Allen. So Dwight Allen is due up. Got on base on a fielder's choice. Christian Casillas will work in. And he bends down low at the knee. He'll turn, serve, and a swing and a miss. 0-1. So Wausau a run in the first and a run in the third. They've gotten two runs in the first three innings this game. So good start for them. Rafters have been cold. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 and a swing and a line drive into left field. A base hit as Dwight Allen will take first. So Allen starts it off top of the fourth. He'll take first. Michael Adair, the DH, 0-for-1, and drew a walk. He popped out to third his first time up at the plate. Allen at first, and Adair will see it, a ball 1-0. So 1-0 count, four hits now for Wausau. Allen now gets back there as he was checked off from Casillas. So 1-0 count. Christian Casillas appeared in 13 games as a swing and a bouncer over towards the second baseman. Johnson has all the time, looks over at second, and then throws the first to get a dare. But Dwight Allen was already there in time. So Adair grounds out to Johnson, and Christian Mitchell with a ground out to short and a fly out to center. Casillas appeared in 13 games for Los Angeles Harbor College. He started four of them, had a 2-3 record though. 34 and two-thirds innings of work with 30 strikeouts. He walked 19 batters though. He'll face Mitchell way high on a pass ball that goes through the glove of Duffy. And walking over to third is Allen, puts himself 90 feet away for the third run for Wausau. One down. A 1-0 count. Infield shifted in for the Rafters. Christian Mitchell will see the 1-0 and hit a jam shot that drops into right center field. Walking on home is Allen, and Wausau triples their lead. They're up 3-0. So an RBI single for Christian Mitchell. So Mitchell, his fourth hit today, first of this game. In game one, he had a unbelievable game. He went 3-for-3 with an RBI. So he got his second RBI here in game two. 3-0 Wausau in front, a run in the first, third, and now the fourth. As Michael McGinnis sees a first pitch strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Mike McGinnis walked and had a base hit. At first stands Mitchell. Wausau up to five hits now. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 and a swing and a hard hit ball that goes into the left center field gap. On his way to third is Mitchell and stops there. Now runners on the corners. McGinnis with a base hit. He's second of the day. Christian Casillas really struggling here to start his day. One down. Andrew Jimenez is due up. A walk and a hit. Jimenez does his job. McGinnis does his job. Can Jimenez do it now? As on his way to second was Jimenez, but he'll have to retreat back as a foul ball. McGinnis on his way to second. Jimenez fouled that 0-1. One down. No balls and a strike. McGinnis at first, Mitchell at third. Only one out, and Jimenez will see the 0-1. Casillas looks down low, and the second delivery is a curveball on a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The native of Downey, California, looking for strikeout number one. Jimenez, the first baseman, and the checkoff over at first. Wausau up to six hits. They lead 3-0. One down. And looking at first, and now gets him in a pickle. Bobo was tracking at third, and then now runs over to Johnson, who makes the tag to bring down McGinnis. Excellent play there from Bobo, who eyed down Mitchell. And no, Moroic was there for the tag. Two down, no balls, two strikes. 0-2 is the count. And now, can Casillas find a way to get strike number three? And the 0-2 to Jimenez. And a swing and a ground ball up the middle. An RBI single for Jimenez. Mitchell walks home. And now Wisconsin Rapids trail 4-0. So a two-out RBI single from Jimenez on an 0-2 count. Wausau two runs here in the fourth. They lead 4-0. Trent Van Ness flew out to center, grounded out to first. Casillas will look, throw high and above, and a ball 1-0. 1-0 count. We have over at Herb Baker Field, Madison in front, 7-0 over the Dock Spiders. They're putting a hurt on Fond du Lac. And the 1-0 from Casillas way high again. Duffy has to reach out to make that catch. Almost a wild pitch. Two and oh is the count. Two down. Bending low is Casillas. And the 2-0 to Van Ness in a swing and a high fly ball. Gallison looks to track it down in left center and makes an easy catch for the third out, but not before Wausau. That's two more runs. They lead 4-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Brendan Bobo will lead off. He flew out to left his first time up, but two runs in the top half of this inning for Wausau. They've been playing really well. Three of their first four innings, they've at least gotten a run. The pitching has struggled, but not Chandler Freeman. He's had a good command on the mound, 39 pitches, as he works in a strike. 1-0. Two walks, but two strikeouts. Bobo 0-for-1. Only one hit for Wisconsin Rapids. It came at the hands of Aiden Brewer. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 from Freeman. And above the zone on the left corner, 1-1. The count runs at one apiece. Wausau ended a six-game winning streak for the Rafters earlier today, but right now, Freeman sets in on a fastball. Just can't work in on the zone, 2-1. This game is far from over, though. I'll tell you, the way this team plays and how good they are late in games, this game is far from over. Two balls and a strike. Freeman sets on Bobo. And a swing and a hard hit ball sliced into left field. Mitchell there to track it down. Bobo on his way to second. The throw. And it goes off of Blanchard, but just gets to the first baseman, Jimenez. So a single there for Bobo. So Bobo leads off with a base hit. And Orlando Lordoy, who grounded out into a double play, a 4-6-3 double play. That's the second hit for the Rafters. And it was much needed. Trying to get back into this game. They have four innings to do so. Freeman gives up his second hit. Aaron Lodoy.